We continue now with the biblical treasury of the Catechism, Lesson 24, on the sacrifice of the Mass. Question number 269. How should we assist at Mass? We should assist at Mass with great interior recollection and piety, and with every outward mark of respect and devotion. This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, and Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. God is a spirit, and they that adore him must adore him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. Thou shalt not appear empty in the sight of the Lord. Ecclesiasticus chapter 35, verse 6. Then all the people together made haste, and fell down to the earth upon their faces, to adore the Lord their God, and to pray to the Almighty God the Most High. And the singers lifted up their voices, and in the great house in prayer besought the Lord the Most High, until the worship of the Lord was perfected, and they had finished their office. Ecclesiasticus chapter 50, verses 19 to 21. And kneeling down, he prayed. Luke chapter 22, verse 41. I have loved, O Lord, the beauty of thy house, and the place where thy glory dwelleth. Psalms chapter 25, verse 8. Question 270. Which is the best manner of hearing Mass? The best manner of hearing Mass is to offer it to God with the priest for the same purpose for which it is said, to meditate on Christ's sufferings and death, and to go to Holy Communion. They were persevering in the communication of the breaking of bread. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. With desolation is all the land made desolate, because there is none that considereth in the heart. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 11. For the thought of man shall give praise to thee, and the remainders of the thought shall keep holiday to thee. Vow ye and pay to the Lord your God, all ye that are round about him bring presents. Psalms chapter 75, verses 11 and 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all the things that he hath rendered to me? I will take the chalice of salvation, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord before all his people. Psalms chapter 115, verses 12 to 14. Lesson 25, on Extreme Unction and Holy Orders. Question 271. What is the sacrament of Extreme Unction? Extreme Unction is the sacrament which, through the anointing and prayer of the priest, gives health and strength to the soul, and sometimes to the body, when we are in danger of death from sickness. Is any man sick among you? Let him bring in the priests of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick man, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he be in sins, they shall be forgiven him. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. In those days Ezekias was sick even to death, and he prayed to the Lord, and he heard him, and gave him a sign. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 32, verse 24. Take order with thy house, for thou shalt die and not live. Isaiah, chapter 38, verse 1, and 4 Kings, chapter 20, verse 1. Give thanks to Ananias the priest, because for his sake the Lord hath granted thee life. 2 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 33. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. Mark chapter 6, verse 13. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. Mark chapter 6, verse 18. And when he, Paul, had prayed and laid his hands on him, he healed him. Acts chapter 28, verse 8. Therefore, my heart hath been glad, and my tongue hath rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh shall rest in hope. Psalms chapter 15, verse 9. We should receive extreme unction when we are in danger of death from sickness or from a wound or accident. Is any man sick among you? Let him bring in the priest of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. James chapter 5 verse 14. Oh, forgive me that I may be refreshed before I go hence and be no more. Psalms chapter 38 verse 14. My daughter is at the point of death. Come, lay thy hand upon her that she may be safe and may live. Mark chapter 5 verse 23. When my strength shall fail, do not thou forsake me. Psalms chapter 70 verse 9. And brightness like that of the noonday shall arise to thee at evening, and when thou shalt think thyself consumed, thou shalt rise as the day star. Job chapter 11 verse 17. Question 273. Should we wait until we are in extreme danger before we receive extreme unction? We should not wait until we are in extreme danger before we receive extreme unction, but if possible, we should receive it whilst we have the use of our senses. The ruler saith to him, Lord, come down before that my son die. John chapter 4 verse 49. I go, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sin. John chapter 8, verse 21. My son, in thy sickness, give a sweet savor, and a memorial of fine flour, and make a fat offering, and then give place to the physician. Ecclesiasticus chapter 38, verses 9 to 11. He will give his heart to resort early to the Lord that made him, and he will pray in the sight of the Most High. He will open his mouth in prayer and will make supplication for his sins. Ecclesiasticus chapter 39 verses 6 and 7. O God, be not thou far from me. O my God, make haste to my help. Psalms chapter 70 verse 12. O Lord, make me know my end and what is the number of my days, that I may know what is wanting to me. Psalms chapter 38, verse 5. Question 274. What are the effects of extreme unction? The effects of extreme unction are, first, to comfort the pains of sickness and to strengthen us against temptations. Second, to remit venial sins and to cleanse our soul from the remains of sin. And third, to restore us to health when God sees fit. He cured a few that were sick, laying his hands upon them. Mark chapter 6, verse 5. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. Mark chapter 6, verse 13. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick man, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he be in sins, they shall be forgiven him. James chapter 5, verse 15. And thou shalt have confidence, hope being set before thee, and being buried thou shalt sleep secure. Thou shalt rest, and there shall be none to make thee afraid. Job chapter 11, verses 18 and 19. Wash me yet more from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Psalms chapter 50, verse 4. Strengthen me with a perfect spirit. Psalms chapter 50 verse 14. For in thee I will run girded, in my God I will leap over the wall. 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 30. I will appear before thy sight in justice, I shall be satisfied when thy glory shall appear. Psalms chapter 16 verse 15. Question 275. What do you mean by the remains of sin? By the remains of sin, I mean the inclination to evil and the weakness of the will, which are the result of our sins, and which remain after our sins have been forgiven. As when one sifteth with a sieve, the dust will remain, so will the perplexity of a man in his thoughts. Ecclesiasticus chapter 27, verse 5. I see another law in my members, fighting against the law of my mind. Romans chapter 7, verse 23. I know that there dwelleth not in me, that is to say, in my flesh, that which is good. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. The wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Turn away from sin, and order thy hands aright, and cleanse thy heart from all offense. Ecclesiasticus chapter 38, verse 10. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, Mark chapter 1, verse 40, and Luke chapter 5, verse 12. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Turn, O my soul, into thy rest, for the Lord hath been bountiful to thee. For he hath delivered my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, my feet from falling. Psalms chapter 114, verses 7 and 8. For unto you it is given for Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. Be you patient and strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. James chapter 5, verse 8. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Acts chapter 7, verse 58. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and the torment of death shall not touch them. Wisdom chapter 3, verse 1. Take all that shall be brought upon thee, and in thy sorrow endure. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 4. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. Psalms chapter 56, verse 8. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Luke chapter 23, verse 46, and Psalms chapter 30, verse 6. Question 277. Who is the minister of the sacrament of extreme unction? The priest is the minister of the sacrament of extreme unction. Let him bring in the priest of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. James chapter 5, verse 14. He called the 12, and they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick. Mark chapter 6, verses 7 and 13. Calling together the 12 apostles, he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. And God indeed hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly doctors. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. He gave some apostles and some prophets, and others some evangelists, and others some pastors and doctors. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. For Christ, therefore, we are ambassadors. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. And I will set up pastors over them, and they shall feed them. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 4. And I will give you pastors according to my own heart, and they shall feed you with knowledge and doctrine. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you, that you should go and should bring forth fruit. John chapter 15, verse 16. The Holy Ghost said to them, Separate me, Saul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have taken them. Then they, fasting and praying, and imposing their hands upon them, sent them away. Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. Thou shalt put on them the holy vestments, that they may minister to me, and that the unction of them may prosper to an everlasting priesthood. Exodus chapter 40, verse 13. And thou shalt set the Levites in the sight of Aaron and of his sons, and shall consecrate them, being offered to the Lord. Numbers chapter 8, verse 13. Bishops and deacons. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel, and thou shalt hear the word out of my mouth, and shalt tell it them from me. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, and chapter 33, verse 7. Every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in the things that appertain to God, that they may offer up gifts and sacrifices for sins. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. Between the porch and the altar, the priests, the Lord's ministers, shall weep, and shall say, Spare, O Lord, spare thy people, and give not thy inheritance to reproach. Joel chapter 2, verse 17. The little ones have asked for bread, and there was none to break it unto them. Lamentations chapter 4, verse 4. My sheep were scattered because there was no shepherd. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 5. Should not the flocks be fed by the shepherds? Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew chapter 9, verse 38. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. John chapter 20, verse 22. Do this for a commemoration of me. Luke chapter 22, verse 19, and 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. Beware of false prophets. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. How shall they preach unless they be sent? Romans chapter 10, verse 15. Some going astray are turned aside into vain babbling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither the things they say nor whereof they affirm. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Question 279. What is necessary to receive holy orders worthily? To receive holy orders worthily, it is necessary to be in a state of grace, to have the necessary knowledge, and a divine call to this sacred office. Who shall ascend into the mountain of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? The innocent in hands and clean of heart, who hath not taken his soul in vain. Psalms chapter 23, verses 3 and 4. Lord, who shall dwell in thy tabernacle, or who shall rest in thy holy hill? He that walketh without blemish and worketh justice. Psalms chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. Let thy priests be clothed with justice. Psalms chapter 131, verse 9. Be ye clean, you that carry the vessels of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11. The priests also that come to the Lord, let them be sanctified, lest he strike them. Exodus chapter 19, verse 22. It behooveth a bishop to be blameless. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. For a bishop must be without crime as the steward of God. Titus chapter 1, verse 7. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. I am made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, which is given to me according to the operation of his power. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7. Impose not hands lightly upon any man. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. It doth not belong to thee, Ozias, to burn incense to the Lord, but to the priests, that is, to the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated for this ministry. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 26, verse 18. Neither doth any man take the honor to himself, but he that is called by God, as Aaron was. Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 4, and Exodus, chapter 28, verse 1. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you. John, chapter 15, verse 16. Blessed is he whom thou hast chosen and taken to thee. He shall dwell in thy courts. Psalms, chapter 64, verse 5. Be not negligent. The Lord hath chosen you to stand before him, and to minister to him, and to worship him, and to burn incense to him. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 29, verse 11. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word from my mouth, and shalt tell it them from me. Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 7, and chapter 3, verse 17. The lips of the priests shall keep knowledge. Malachias, chapter 2, verse 7. Let me have from among you wise and understanding men, and such whose conversation is approved among your tribes, that I may appoint them your rulers. Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 13. God, who hath delivered us, and called us by his holy calling. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 9. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may see the delight of the Lord, and may visit his temple. Psalms, chapter 26, verses 4 and 5. And when he went up into the ship, he that had been troubled with the devil began to beseech him that he might be with him, and he admitted him not. Mark, chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, and Luke, chapter 8, verse 38. If any man minister to me, let him follow me. John, chapter 12, verse 26. Thou shalt consecrate the hands of them all, and shalt sanctify them, that they may do the office of priesthood unto me. Exodus, chapter 28, verse 41, and chapter 30, verse 30. Whosoever of the seed of Aaron the priest hath a blemish, he shall not approach to offer sacrifices to the Lord, nor bread to his God. Leviticus, chapter 21, verse 21. You take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. Numbers, chapter 16, verse 7. Those sought the writing of their genealogy, and found it not, and they were cast out of the priesthood. 1 Esdras, chapter 2, verse 62. Let us possess the sanctuary of God for an inheritance. Psalms, chapter 82, verse 13. I did not send prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 21. He that taketh authority to himself unjustly shall be hated. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 20, verse 8. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up another way, the same is a thief and a robber. John, chapter 10, verse 1. Son, when thou comest to the service of God, stand in justice and in fear. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 2, verse 1. Cursed be he that doth the work of the Lord deceitfully. Jeremiah, chapter 48, verse 10. It is good for a man when he hath borne the yoke from his youth. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 27. No stranger, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 9. To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 10. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. And Mark chapter 4, verse 11. And there shall be like people, like priest. Osee chapter 4, verse 9. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject thee, and thou shalt not do the office of priesthood to me. Osee chapter 4, verse 6. Carefully study to present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And he chose priests without blemish, whose will was set upon the law of God. 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 42. But Jesus said to him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Matthew chapter 8, verse 22, and Luke chapter 9, verse 60. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and simple as doves. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Go ye also into my vineyard. Matthew chapter 20, verse 7. No man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. If the blind lead the blind, both fall into the pit. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, and Luke chapter 6, verse 39. Look ye out among you, men of good reputation, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Acts chapter 6, verse 3. Let thy priests put on salvation. 2 Philopoemen chapter 6, verse 41. Question number 280. How should Christians look upon the priest of the church? Christians should look upon the priest of the church as the messengers of God and the dispensers of his mysteries. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. For Christ, therefore, we are ambassadors. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. The lips of the priest shall keep knowledge, and they shall seek the law at his mouth. Malachias chapter 2, verse 7. To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 10. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. And Mark chapter 4, verse 11. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Ask the priest the law. Agius chapter 2, verse 12. In all things let us exhibit ourselves as the ministers of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4. Remember your prelates who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Obey your prelates and be subject to them. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. With all thy soul, fear the Lord and reverence his priests. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 31. With all thy strength, love him that made thee and forsake not his ministers. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 32. Honor God with all thy soul and give honor to the priests. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 33. He that knoweth God heareth us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. Thou shalt do whatsoever they shall say that preside in that place which the Lord shall choose, and what they shall teach thee. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 10. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. John chapter 10, verse 14. Touch not my anointed, and do no evil to my prophets. 1 Paralipomenon, chapter 16, verse 22, and Psalms, chapter 104, verse 15. We are God's coadjutors. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 9. If the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more the ministration of justice aboundeth in glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. You despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Galatians chapter 4, verse 14. Let the priests that rule well be esteemed worthy of double honor. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. You are the salt of the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. Nahum chapter 1, verse 15. And Romans chapter 10, verse 15. He that is the keeper of his master shall be glorified. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 18. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he send laborers into his harvest. Luke chapter 10, verse 2. And for me, that speech may be given me, that I may open my mouth with confidence to make known the mystery of the gospel. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. And I beseech you, brethren, to know them who labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, that you esteem them more abundantly for their work's sake. Have peace with them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Question 281. Who can confer the sacrament of holy orders? Bishops can confer the sacrament of holy orders. Neglect not the grace that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with imposition of the hands of the priesthood. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Impose not hands lightly upon any man. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. For this cause I left thee in Crete, that thou shouldst set in order the things that are wanting, and shouldst ordain priests in every city, as I also appointed thee. Titus, chapter 1, verse 5. Separate me, Saul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have taken them. Then they, fasting and praying, and imposing their hands upon them, sent them away. Acts, chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. These candidates for deaconship they set before the apostles, and they, praying, imposed hands upon them. Acts chapter 6, verse 6. And when they, Paul and Barnabas, had ordained to them priests in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Lesson 26 on matrimony. In the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism. Question 282. What is the sacrament of matrimony? The sacrament of matrimony is the sacrament which unites a Christian man and woman in lawful marriage. This is a great sacrament. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. Wherefore a man shall leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be two in one flesh. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, Matthew chapter 19, verse 5, and Mark chapter 10, verses 7 and 8. Every house is built by some man. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. Thy wife is as a fruitful vine on the sides of thy house. Thy children are as olive plants round about thy table. Behold, Thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Psalms chapter 127, verses 3 and 4. There was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited, and his disciples, to the marriage. John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Question 283. Can a Christian man and woman be united in lawful marriage in any other way than by the sacrament of matrimony? A Christian man and woman cannot be united in lawful marriage in any other way than by the sacrament of matrimony, because Christ raised marriage to the dignity of a sacrament. This is a great sacrament. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. For we are the children of saints, and we must not be joined together like heathens that know not God. Tobias chapter 8, verse 5. Question 284. Can the bond of Christian marriage be dissolved by any human power? The bond of Christian marriage cannot be dissolved by any human power. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Matthew chapter 19, verse 6, and Mark chapter 10, verse 9. He that shall marry her that is put away committeth adultery. Matthew chapter 19, verse 9, and 5, verse 32. Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. Mark chapter 10, verse 11. And if the wife shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. Mark chapter 10, verse 12. Everyone that putteth away his wife and that marrieth another committeth adultery, and he that marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. Luke chapter 16, verse 18. To them that are married, not I, but the Lord commanded that the wife depart not from her husband. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. And if she depart, that she remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. A woman is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth, but if her husband die, she is at liberty. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39. Depart not from a wise and good wife whom thou hast gotten in the fear of the Lord. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 21. Question 285. Which are the effects of the sacrament of matrimony? The effects of the sacrament of matrimony are, first, to sanctify the love of husband and wife. Second, to give them grace to bear with each other's weaknesses. Third, to enable them to bring up their children in the fear and love of God. Rachel died from me in the land of Canaan in the very journey, and it was springtime, and I was going to Ephratah, and I buried her near the way of Ephratah. Genesis chapter 48, verse 7. A wise woman buildeth her house. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. House and riches are given by parents, but a prudent wife is properly from the Lord. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. Who shall find a valiant woman? Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Happy is the husband of a good wife, for the number of his years is double. Ecclesiasticus chapter 26, verse 1. Thy wife as a fruitful vine on the sides of thy house. Thy children are as olive plants round about thy table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Psalms chapter 127, verses 3 and 4. Question 286. To receive the sacrament of matrimony worthily, is it necessary to be in the state of grace? To receive the sacrament of matrimony worthily, it is necessary to be in the state of grace and it is necessary also to comply with the laws of the church. There was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus also was invited, and his disciples. John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having on a wedding garment? Matthew chapter 22, verse 12. They who in such manner receive matrimony as to shut out God from themselves and from their mind, and to give themselves to their lust, as the horse and the mule, which have not understanding, over them the devil hath power. Tobias, chapter 6, verse 17. For we are the children of saints, and we must not be joined together like heathens that know not God. Tobias, chapter 8, verse 5. We will continue with the sacrament of matrimony on side B of this tape.